So, thank you. Got it. And so let's begin the satsang right away. Zoom user. I'm not so fond of having Zoom user as a name. Oh, it's Ken.
Oh,
Okay.
namaste, Guruji. Yes, I know. This has happened before. I don't know how to change it. I'm sorry, Guruji. Good
Okay.
afternoon. Namaste
It's
to you
okay.
and Sangha.
Now I know you as Zoom user. So,
Yeah. How
go
are you,
ahead, please.
Guruji? Yes, yeah. Good.
I am fine.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm fine too. Thank
Good.
you.
I'm really
So,
glad you are.
I'd just like to share with the Sangha and yourself two interesting, what I would consider interesting exchanges that I had in Rishikesh, if I may, and also two requests for storytelling as well. So the first interesting exchange was where I was staying in Rishikesh is a place well known for transcendental meditation and Panchakarma.
Speak slower. Speak a little slower, please.
Okay.
And punching
So,
karma.
yeah. So, yeah. So they're well known for transcendental meditation and Panchakarma. So one day I was sitting there and this guy came to me and he said, "Oh, what are you here for?" I said, "I'm here for satsang with my guru, Shantimayi." "Oh, so who is she and what is her philosophy?" So I thought, okay, I've got this because I've practiced my elevator speech before, so I know what to say. I said, okay, yeah, if you really want to know about her, she doesn't like any labels, so if at all pushed, then she would say that she's a mystic. Then I went on to say what a mystic is and how, you sort of like refer to Hinduism, Jesus, and different things. And then as I was saying it more and more, I thought, oh my God, this guy thinks that I'm trying to convert him. Okay. So, and I thought, okay, no, I'm just going to stop here. And he was asking a few more questions. And then I really thought about what we've talked about a long time before as well, that this is not about recruiting people, not about converting anyone.
Right.
People find their own ways.
Right.
And I am there just to be me. I was just me. And he asked this question about philosophy, and I was trying to give him like a whole load of information. I thought to myself, next time I just say, if you're interested, just look at the website and leave it as that. Yeah.
So how did that affect you? You said something about how these how Rishikesh affected you, or how, tell me more about this. I guess
Well,
I need
yeah,
a
so
second.
I think it just really consolidated the whole way of being that is not about recruiting anyone. It's not about like I've discovered this and I need to share it with the whole world and say, come, come, this is the best thing that's ever happened since sliced bread. It's up to each individual what they choose, and it's not for me to shove it down them. Like before, a long time ago, I
Correct.
did a personal development course where it was all about going out there and show people what you've gained, what you have
Right.
become, and then recruit more people, So, yeah. So that's
Yeah.
the
Money.
fr yes. They didn't put it as that, of course. They say you're doing good service. What you've actually discovered, can benefit other people. So bring them along. That was their motto, of course. The
Right,
second
right,
encounter
right.
was I was at the chemist, and the guy said, "Oh, what are you here for?" I said, "I'm here for a satsang with Shantimayi." He said, "Great! She's a great performer. She gives a good performance." And I thought, Guruji definitely says no to the word performance, but I thought it was not for me to correct him either.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you for telling me that people think I'm a performer.
No, we know that it's not about that, but I thought it was just interesting, those exchanges. So, about storytelling, Guruji. So, first one is about your conversations with the birds in Rishikesh that you had a long time ago. That's the first one. If you'd, yeah, if you could add to that. And the second is about Kunjapuri, the significance of Shakti Pithas, I think they're called. Some place like Kunjapuri.
What about it?
Yeah, so what your view, what you would like to add to it, so Kunjapuri, the significance of it for spiritual aspirants, you
Kunjapuri.
know. Kunjapuri.
I don't really know so much about Kunjapuri. I've been there a couple times. They make a nice prayer from that place. And but mostly I don't know about Kunjapuri. So
Then the birds, then the
So
birds in Rishikesh, then Guruji, the story of
what?
that, yeah. If you like, only if you feel like you're inclined to do so.
I'm not really inclined to do so
Okay,
right now.
Guruji, that's absolutely
Thank you.
fine. Thank
Thank you,
you.
Kit.
Thank you so much, Guruji. I love you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Yes. Where are
Namaste.
you,
Namaste.
Magdalena? Where are you?
I'm back in Sweden since 2 days.
Okay.
I miss you. I miss India, and I am so grateful for that I could make it and come. And
Yeah, our time here is wonderful.
I cannot express in words how precious this is, and it's was more like settling down, not different from 15 years ago. Very different and wonderful. I
Good.
wonder if you could speak of the importance of surrender, surrendering.
Well, what's it mean to you? What does surrender mean to you?
One thing is giving up all control.
You think you can do that, or?
Flow. For me, when I see Mother Ganga and when I'm with Ganga, it is melting into
Yeah, Ganges
what
is
I experience in satsang.
Ganges is just moving into life, no?
Yes.
Yeah, surrender. I think it's a very multifaceted topic. We were speaking about detachment in India.
Yes.
And detachment meaning that you're really in full life. You're deeply immersed in all of life, not just this part or this part or this part back here or this part or these people or these, but you're fully immersed in life. So someone said that surrender is better, is a better word than detachment, and I think that's true. And Maharaji used to say that you surrender once and then no more, but constantly. So it's really interesting because I'm not sure what people would think surrender actually is. What is it actually? And you say giving up all control. Can you give up all control all at once? I
No.
mean, the control that you think you have? Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know whether I like the shoulders. The shoulders kind of say it. Yeah. I don't know whether that's true or not, whether it's possible or not. So, it's a great practice. This way of life is a great practice. I didn't like to use that word before, but I'm going to use it now. And yeah, I just can't imagine living another way, but surrendering to wisdom. What does that mean? Those are very beautiful words, but what does it mean? Sometimes it means taking responsibility for your part in anything that's occurring. Sometimes it means being quiet. Sometimes it means stepping back. Sometimes it means lending a hand. Sometimes it means being available. Sometimes it means not being available at all. So wisdom has a lot of different terms and qualities, but one of the things you can say about wisdom and surrendering to wisdom is that you will be guided in a very broadening way into where you're 100% immersed in your heart and willing to go forward and inward. So this should probably be listened to a couple times because that was a big, that was a lot of statement. But we know for certain what is wise and what is not wise, where everyone will benefit or no one will benefit. You understand the difference?
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, sometimes wisdom is being very quiet. Sometimes wisdom is putting something in, taking something out, stepping back, stepping forward, but always with the assurance and the confidence that you're moving in wisdom, that you're whatever the challenge is, that you will come through well, and you won't be the only one who wins. Everyone will win something. Everyone will gain. Everyone will be inspired, even subtly and unknowingly, but no one will not benefit. And I think that's really important. So find out what surrender is and come and tell me in a couple weeks
Yes.
what you see it as, how many times you have to, how many times you want to, how many times you're pushed to, like that. Okay?
Okay. Love you.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Namaste.
Namaste.
We only have 1 hour together. We may take even less, but yeah, by 4 o'clock this afternoon, this evening, early evening, I must go. Hey, Gabriella.
Namaste, Shantima.
Namaste. Is our Max still here?
He's still there.
Yeah, over the weekend, I never know who's coming and going.
Yes.
Sometimes they tell me, sometimes they don't. So.
I start missing him. I will be happy to have
Well,
him.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I've been fine
He'll be there.
Sorry?
He'll be there soon.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yes. How long does he stay?
He will be back on the 18th
How long does he stay here?
until next week, Sunday, and he'll travel back Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's on your mind?
Well, surrender was really interesting. There's so much moving. I've listened back to transmissions and to satsang transmissions, and I've done a deep dive into the seventh chapter, and things are just swirling. And I heard you say in different transmissions and things you said, we talked about repetition, 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 and it starts making more and more sense in an experience way, how
Listening back to satsang before you came to India, you talked about observing life without comment. And then you elaborated on that. And I realized everything I've been asking lately is answered just in that. About judgment, about having opinions, about everything is answered in that and not commenting. And
well, how's it working for you?
well, you could say I'm observing how
Good.
often also comments come up. So, an opinion or a judgment, and just catching them, just think, oh, yeah, there. And I think. It's so hard to put into words. There's something deepening in getting deeper into the Bhagavad Gita. It's all about the same. It's all about
It is. It
quieting
is.
all of this. Just
It is.
at the moment, I'm just most, you don't want to say happy, but I feel like what is really good is just sitting in silence. I don't do it that much, but when I do, it's just wonderful.
Yes.
And I had a question after the last transmission that I couldn't ask before. And it was about the celestials and Krishna. So this distinction, I'm uneducated in all these things. So this is all new to me. And it was eye-opening to learn the distinction that Krishna is the one, the truth, the everything, and what the celestials are. And what came up for me to ask is, and in a way, well, it doesn't matter. What came up to me was, so why? I feel I almost know the answer, but what are they for? For us, for Sangha, like Ganesha and Lakshmi, and there is this devotion, there are these wonderful mantras and these amazing images. I love them so much. I love the colors and the expression, the way they are expressed. Is it just for the, well, just, not just, but is it for the earthly plane for widening, because in the end, it's all about the one.
Let us take the answer.
Yes.
Yes. And they can be very important. I always say, because I have such a wonderful relationship, so to speak, with Mother Lakshmi, I always say, thank God that Lakshmi is the right hand and the left hand of God, which gives forward in such a beautiful form. And I always go back to into aware of here and now, present. Totality. The rainmaker, the rain, the day, the night, the being. The presence of God is the presence of everything and beyond. So for me, Mother Lakshmi is a creation of that divine, as we are, that divine play of consciousness, which is always assigned to providence. And Lord Ganesha is always assigned to new beginnings and wisdom. And there are just endless gods and goddesses which have designation, probably like the nature spirits also have tremendous designations, the roses, the trees, the waters, the mountains, all of this, that there are these great spiritual significances which take care of specifics. Yeah. But it's all God. And this is what I sense that Krishna, or I am aware that Krishna is saying, never forget God, never put anything before God. It's all God. When you see Lakshmi as God and Ganesh as God and the waters as God and all as God and God is beyond all of this and presence as the presence of all of this, then you haven't put anything or anyone specifically as a blinder to that realization. You
Yes,
understand what I'm saying?
that I think that is the root of my question.
Yes,
So
yes.
it's something to just be mindful of. It's all God.
Yes, you be
It's all
always aware of when
created.
you're. Yes, it's all created, exactly. And when you're with Mother, be certain that she is part of the dream, or she is the dreaming of the dreamer.
Yes. And
Yes.
yet it is lovely when my near and dear ones travel now, I chant Ganesha mantra. So it's lovely to, better than to worry, to use that
Absolutely,
for the better.
absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. And Krishna calls his physical form Yoga Maya.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the union of God in God's illusion. So even the
Yes.
appearance of Krishna or well, I won't go into any other religious factor or idea because it's not it may not fit for those folks. It may fit, but it may not fit for those folks.
Thank you, Shantima. It's a bit rambling today.
And
That's what's going on right
you,
now.
great. And you must be able to listen to anything from any good music, the transmission, the Gita, satsangs, whatever you feel so inclined to listen to while you're in a state of deep peace. You don't have to worry about what's being said. It's simply and it's very powerfully and it's blessed reminder.
It is.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Shantima.
Welcome. Thank you too. Claudia Parvati, Pateye Hara 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 Mahadev. Namaste. Can I hear you?
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you so much to you and all the whole assembly, the Sangha in Mother India, Ganga Ma, for my time in India. I'm back in
You're going
Sweden.
to have to wait. You're going to have to come closer to your because I can't hear you well.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I still
Or
have a little
turn
bit.
up the sound.
I still have a little bit voice problems after coughing. So I
Okay.
just want to thank all of you, the Sangha, Mother India, Ganga Ma, for this incredible time, unspeakable in India. This morning I woke up in at
Yes.
7 in prayer position, which happens once in a while. I can wake up in yoga position or so. But that's not at all my question. Is it regarded? A friend approached me when I came home, and he's a spiritual practitioner, but currently without teacher. And he has a lot of problems with the big anxiety, a lot of energies running through the body. So I would love you, if you want to, speak about Kundalini.
Oh. Well, do you think he's having a Kundalini experience?
I guess it might be part of it.
Well, Kundalini can be very, very hard.
Yeah, it seems to.
And I have, one disciple who went through a Kundalini experience for a year and was on fire for a year. And my view is that you don't do any practices at all during that time because you're just going to perpetuate the heat and live life as well as you can. If it's a Kundalini Shakti experience, there's not much you can do about it. You can calm it by not having a lot of spiritual by not intensifying the spiritual heat. And do cool things like swimming, really, like walking in the shadows. It, because the outer heat can truly perpetuate the inner heat intensity. So you do cool things and you do soft things and you live soft life and not too angry, not too intense, not too anything. But she, if it's a Kundalini experience, she is definitely going up the Sushumna and she is erasing some of the old samskaras.
Yeah.
So this is sure.
Yeah, my
If it's a,
friend. Yeah, my friend thinks it could be like a karmic
No,
cleaning, but it's
it
very
is.
intense. It's very intense. I had another spiritual, so-called spiritual friend. She took her life 2 years ago. If I can do anything to ease, so I would love to help. And just
I don't think you can. I think that you can laugh together. You
I
can
think
do
we do.
all things should be, all things should be soft. Nothing hard and nothing anger filled with anger and everything should be cool. Cool water,
Yeah.
cool swimming. All things cool.
Good.
Really interesting.
I'm so happy that you share your advice and your experience, and so I can forward it. I will meet up
Yes. And
with you pretty soon.
if it is a Kundalini experience, he is it a he or she person?
I say he now. It's a kind of, yeah.
Okay. He should he must once he really feels that that's true or not, he must light a candle every day to the goddess. And leave it be, and pray for calm, and just over the candle, God bless. I am aware of this or whatever, and may my journey be advantageous and not difficult, something like that.
Yeah, I think I get it. And because of my imbalance between the Idala and Pingala, this Ida and Pingala. And so if it's a she person, a female person should light a candle and pray to a male god. Do I understand that right?
Well, Kundalini is a female.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know that they need to pray to anyone. Just light a candle in the benefit of this experience and recognize that you would want it to be advantageous and not so difficult that you can't get through it. That you should be able to move through it with ease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Welcome. You're welcome. Very welcome indeed.
Thank you.
You're
happy for
welcome.
My own sake. I'm just happy and in quietude. So I'm feeling good myself.
I'm glad.
And it's more easy to help others.
Yeah, that's right. When you're feeling well, that's right. That's
yeah.
right.
So yeah.
Continue to feel well.
It's not a burden for me at all. It's just I'm happy.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Namaste. Yashodhara. Namaste.
Namaste, Shantimai. Yeah, this week we got an email from you that you had on Tuesday, 9 o'clock, the anointing of Donny in the Ganga River, and that touched me very much. And unfortunately, I could not be there. And yeah, I don't know.
Well, we're going to post a little, probably 30-second video that says a lot. So then some people can have a bit of that experience. And we've had others. We've had Giovanni Nielsen. We've had Satya Bhakta. We are going to, Sahara's father was honored, and we're going to honor Kubira and Giovanni. So there's quite a few beings that are being considered at the Ganges this year.
Yeah, and then I looked it up a little more, anointing, because first I know anointing as, you know, putting oil on the body. And now this is ashes you put in the Ganga. So I looked at it and then it was, I read it's a bridge between the earth and the heavens, or yeah, maybe like a rainbow. Or, yeah, would you like to say something about it? I'm very touched about it. I've never heard it before, anointing. Anointing the ashes.
I think I told you last week to write to me, and I would. I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. Okay.
Well, maybe I can only give a little snippet, even in a letter. I can't talk about it. All I can say is that anoint means to Christos, and Christ means anoint. So this is what it means. It has something to do with heart, all the way up through the Sarasara, through the crown chakra, and it has to do with. I can't go into it.
It's okay. I'm gonna write you.
Yeah, I'm not interested in making something out of it. It's very personal.
I was touched by it. And also, actually, my first question was, how was it for you? How was it to be there on the Ganga as this was happening on Tuesday? Would you like to share?
Well, it was a release of Donnie's body in the Ganges. What I thought about it was that a man from Akron, Ohio, a truck driver from Akron, Ohio, with a little bit of a rough life and an extraordinarily beautiful passing, incredible actually, full of grace and light and love and many people, his body ends up offered to the Ganges in the form of ash. And I think that's already pretty amazing.
Yeah. I think so too. But also for you as a mother to stand there on the Ganges with Mama Ganga must be amazing.
Well, my mother's ashes are in there as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and my ashes are going to go in there as well. So,
Thank
Namaste.
you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Shimananda, where are you away from Yashodhara?
Hello, namaste. Yeah, I'm here at
Yeah.
my mother's place. And,
Okay.
so we meet on Zoom. It's nice. Yeah,
Nice.
I want to share something which really touched me this morning because there was so much crazy communication between my mother and me and old things coming up. And she's trying to catch me in a way to argue with me, but I didn't come in. And then when I really got on the top of this, I was getting out my anger on the butter case and throw it down on the kitchen. And she was like, "How can you be? You're not holy." And then when I went to my room now, I was like feeling, I was not feeling this anger inside me. I felt relaxed. I didn't feel guilt, not at all. So it was really the first time in my life I saw the anger out on a butter tub. And when I came back down, I asked, "Yeah, you'd like to join to do something?" No, we don't want." Okay. So, but I don't feel any, I'm in a kind relieved of all this pressure which comes on me through this outburst of anger. I never did it before. Yeah.
So how is that?
It's a peaceful feeling. And I don't have any bad thoughts or bad feeling against my mother or his partner because they are like they are. And
That's right. That's right.
I
You're
never
the
did this. Always I went back with my own feeling and said I made something wrong or this.
Yeah,
And
well,
this
I'm
time not.
really glad that you overcame. Yeah. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I hear you.
Did you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
What
Yes,
did
thank
I
you.
say? What did I say?
You're
No,
happy that I
I'm
over.
coming back to you. Yes. I just wanted to know for sure that you got that. Yeah,
Yeah, thank you.
good, wonderful.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste, thank you.
It's good news. You've given good news. So the time here in India is really good. A lot of people got very, very, very ill, very ill, continue to be ill. So in that way, it's been very difficult. But otherwise, it's been extremely good. And we'll come at least one more time. We pretty much I'm being told that I have to come. So we don't know that I will come because you never know. COVID took away four years of coming to India. But it looks like we will come one more year just to keep things straightened out. The ashram is beautiful and it's getting more beautiful every day. And the work is very intense and very marvelous. And we're going to post, Will and I will post, Will will post, and Will and I will go over the images today or tomorrow and post new images on the site. The India site on our website. And I think that's it. Unless there's somebody else who wants to come on. We've had only 45 minutes, 42 minutes, and that's also perfect. So we're only going to have an hour today. There is Ken Chui. Ken?
Guruji, hi. I just want to share one more thing, actually.
Hey,
The
can you put your
experience.
camera on?
Oh, yes, of course.
There.
Yes. Yes. Guruji,
ahead.
I thought I'd just like to share one more thing about the whole experience in India. It had just such a
Great.
powerful, settling kind of energy that, you know, there was a time when I didn't want to speak with anyone at all after coming back from Kanjapuri. And it just felt so good not to bother with anyone and just be in myself. And also the realization came through as well about how you talk about ignoring ignorance, that for so long,
right.
I've been ignoring my true self, like the truth within me and everyone, and just been entertaining all the other things, you know, like the peripheral things, entertaining, entertaining, making them feel so important. And then now I feel like that's what I need to ignore. The ignorance should be on all of that. And the focus should be on me. So it's just reversed the whole thing, actually, the polarity. Yeah, that's just what I want to share, really. The whole India.
Yeah, and the me that gets the attention is deeper than the me that anyone can know.
I'll have to digest that or not. Just okay.
Well, it's not just the Ken that's calling for that kind of aloneness, and but of course you were very busy here.
Mm-hmm.
You were very busy here. Yeah.
I felt honored actually.
And
yeah, that I was
yeah.
able to be in service.
Yeah, and we felt it too, Ken, honest to God. Oh my God.
I mean, there was a time that I
Yeah.
wanted to leave medicine altogether, actually, about 15 years ago. I thought, I'm done with being a doctor. That's not my path. And then it keeps coming back to me. It keeps calling me in different ways and forms.
That's because you're a doctor. And we love it.
Thank you, Guruji.
And we're very grateful for it.
I am very grateful for
thank you too.
Everyone's experiences and love and care, and I'm just so grateful to have been there with you and the Sangha. Thank you.
Yeah, we are too, Ken, by all
Namaste.
Means.
Thank you, Guruji. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Bodhi.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. Where are you?
In Australia, in Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to say also such a lovely time in India. It was completely magical. So thank you to you and
yes.
the Sangha. Yeah. Currently, what's been going on for a while now, there's a bit of a situation or a drama with a friend of mine and work. And throughout my days, it can come up in my mind, just the same thoughts that I now recognize, different perspectives on the situation. And my approach to the situation is just to be patient with it and be aware of the thoughts, but choose God, keep coming back to God, because I don't want to think about anything, be aware of anything else. So that's more my work, but just to be patient with the
that's
situation
beautiful.
And let itself work itself out, because I don't, if I knew the solution, I would implement a solution, but I don't know the solution. And I'm partly responsible. I'm not the only person in the situation. So I'm just going to be patient. Yeah, I wanted to know if that was a good way to go or whether I should take action.
It is a good way to go. Well, sometimes you have to take action and sometimes you have to be patient.
Yeah.
Know what is required.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And have confidence in it.
Yes. Yeah. I feel I am confident in this way because at the moment, any time I try to take action, it just stirs things a little bit and doesn't ease things. So just being patient is and letting wisdom come out, because I
Yeah.
have faith in the other people that with a little bit of
Good.
time, yeah, things will get
Good.
better.
I myself like to stir things up a little bit. I like to push the energy onto the table and say this is what it is and this is how it is and how come it's like that. And And sometimes it's really important step. So we talked about this in surrender. It's a really good challenge for you because you will know when to step back and when to come forward. Too much patience sometimes doesn't serve, and too much stirring sometimes doesn't serve. So you have to find out what it is.
I guess that's it. Find out. When it comes to the thoughts, I'm just practicing just letting them go. And sometimes it has to be a little bit more stern. I'm not keep on ruminating about this. And
You
sometimes
can
it's more
breathe those
easy
ways.
just to.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder, but you can breathe them away as well. Yeah,
That's it.
just let
That's it. And
breath.
yeah. And with that, the next time.
How long has this drama been going on?
It was slowly building from a few months ago until it got to a point where I had to just say, okay, cool. I'm temporarily out. I'm removing myself. And I managed to do that in a way where people wouldn't be harmed, where there wouldn't be damage caused. And now it's been kind of left in limbo in a way for 1.5 months.
Well, maybe limbo is a really good place. Sometimes limbo is such a good place because there the drama dies.
Wonderful. Okay.
And a person can also be left to their own devices and doesn't have to include anybody else. So, sometimes the drama dies in limbo and the person is left to deal with it all by themselves. Oh, well.
I hear you. Beautiful.
Because that's a good thing for them too, actually. It's a
And
good thing for them. Go ahead.
I am practicing detachment with it, in that it's possible that some things that I've been working on for a while will I will lose them, let's say. It's not I'll lose my position, or I'll lose these things. But there's a part of me
I
which
lost
doesn't want
you.
to
Is it
lose.
possible that you care for the person even though there's a drama going on around them?
Oh yes, I think
We've
that's the
lost you.
main thing I
We've
care
lost our
about in this.
connection.
Can you hear me,
Now you're
gentlemen?
back again, and I heard you, and I'm really happy. I heard what you said. That's really, 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 really beneficial.
I think that is that's maybe the crux of the situation, that I care more about our relationship and less about the business, but the other person is caring more about money and issues and these things. So, yeah, it's a little.
Well, each person is learning something on their own, aren't they? And maybe we don't blame the person who wants money for wanting money. Maybe we just see that they're also learning something. And then the drama dies at those kinds of solutions that are very clear. Plunk, plunk, plunk. So also don't hold anything against necessarily. I don't know if against is the right word here, but don't hold anything on the person who is money oriented. They are also learning something. It may be irritating, but they're learning something. I got to go, Bodhi, because my daughter's and I have exactly 7 minutes before satsang's up.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I love you, Shantimai.
Thank you. I love you too. Oh, Sophie, is that you?
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. How are you, huh? Namaste. Krishna Nelly, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Shantimai.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. So what's so up? You have 5 full minutes.
Yes, we're going to do a very short one. Okay. We wanted to ask for a prayer for our new house that came to us.
Wonderful. And
it's amazing. It's in the middle of the city with a garden, and it's like a huge gift. And it just came to us.
Who gave you the huge gift?
Very good old lady friend, who we took care of. And the very short story is, like, you know, 10 years ago, as Sophie and I arrived back from India to Germany, we didn't have a place to live. And this old lady, she said, well, you can have the guest room. And I remember, as we were standing in the garden helping her, everything just turned quiet for a moment. And I had the feeling I'm standing back in India, actually in your garden way. I'm often in your garden, actually. And it was like, Nelly, yes, you have to take care of this woman, even if I didn't know her. So it just happened. And at that time, she was still very healthy and well, very nice person. And now,
right.
The last 10 years, we've been very close. And then she passed away short after my father left. You know, she was also in dying process, and it was so beautiful because she was the one who could see my father passing. She was still alive, and she's like, Nelly, I saw
exactly you. 1 minute left.
Okay, so we have this. She gave us this house. We still have to pay some money, but we would ask for a prayer for the house because we had a lot of struggle there. It's not so easy. So our idea was to ask Sangha and you for a prayer for this house, so it just is a little bit more smooth and easy to handle, like with the money, with moving over there. That would just be so beautiful.
Well, we're going to do that.
Thank you.
Namaste. Who's Namaste. That wonderful little person, Sophie, there?
Who are you?
Who's that?
Max. It's Max. He lives down there.
Well,
one of my good friends, Max.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. We will do it. So, Annika, you have exactly 4 minutes. Namaste. Because we have 1 hour at this satsang. Annika.
Hi, it's my first time here, and I heard you talking about Kundalini, and I heard sometime people talking about it in a way, oh, look how enlightened I already am because I feel Kundalini energy, but I don't know what it is. Could you explain what it is and why it happens and when it happens and what, because you were talking, it's hard.
Because a person has a Kundalini experience has nothing to do with enlightenment.
Okay.
So you can just mark that one off. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, Kundalini is an energy at the base of the spine. And it's said that the spine has a shishumna, which is a invisible tube that runs along the spine.
Okay.
And that old samskaras are embedded. Like, have you ever seen an old record? You know, a record like the Beatles or somebody, 45s or something. So the Kundalini or the Sushumna has these grooves like that that record old habits from past lives. And the ideal Kundalini experience is when you're kind, genuinely, not for a deal, not for making somebody like you, but just because it comes out of your heart, the Kundalini energy begins to go up, the Sushumna and erase, some of that old samskar. And the more auspicious your actions are in a true way. Not for any deals, not for any, I'll do this if I get that. The Kundalini moves up the Sushumna. And some lineages actually have a lot of yoga practice for Kundalini experience. I can't say anything about their practices, but I know that I would never encourage Kundalini up the spine. But they do, and they do for a good reason. They know their story very well. I absolutely have no comment about what they do. That's a Sikh, I think it's a Sikh lineage that is very, very devoted to the Kundalini Shakti. So, but me, I feel that in our lineage, it is when you mature that it gently moves upward and erases old habits from past lives.
Okay. Thank
But it
you.
has nothing to do with enlightenment.
No.
And usually anyone who says, I'm very enlightened, has a little ways to go. Let's just put it that way.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Namaste. So, if anybody wants to put a prayer for Krishna Nelly and Sophie to have an easier move into the home that she's talking about, then we can put off a prayer for that, and she would appreciate that prayer. So I'm going to say namaste and watch the drama dissolve, Bodhi. Watch it dissolve right in front of your eyes. Namaste, everyone.